Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. Now, the United Nations Security Council is considering a draft resolution that would affirm that any unilateral decision on the status of Jerusalem al Quds has no legal effect and must be ended. A UN diplomat said the council could vote on the proposed measure as early as Monday. The measure was suggested by Egypt. The proposed measure comes in response to the U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem al Quds as Israel's capital. U.S. found itself isolated at the Security Council 2 weeks ago when all 14 other members, including its allies, condemned the decision. Trump's decision has drawn widespread international outrage. And joining us now out of New York is Mr. Norman Finkelstein, author and lecturer. Hello, sir, and thanks for joining us on the program. Now, your thoughts on this proposed resolution, and it's funny, it's coming out of Egypt, a country that has decent ties with the U.S., and with Tel Aviv. Your thoughts, please.
Well, I think that's the most important point. The fact that Egypt is sponsoring the resolution means that the resolution is meaningless. No doubt the Trump administration gave Egypt the green light to sponsor the resolution, as well as the Saudis having given Egypt the green light to sponsor the resolution. Probably it's purpose is just to allow Egypt to pretend to not be in the U.S.-Saudi-Israeli camp, when in fact it is, and to let some people let off some hot air. The resolution doesn't have much significance, but I also don't believe Trump's recognition will have very much significance, because nobody takes him seriously. I doubt he even heard the opinions of his own advisors when he made the decision. And my guess is it will have no substantive impact.
And something tells me we're going to see similar resolutions coming out perhaps in the near future. I mean, will any of them make a difference, this or the next one, or the one following that, when the U.S. has the power to veto anyone in this regard?
Well, so far, you can't predict next week or no next month, but so far, the consensus has held. The consensus, which includes East Jerusalem as occupied Palestinian territory, that consensus has been validated in various U.N. bodies, in the International Court of Justice, by human rights organizations.
But is that a consensus, or is that international law?
Well, that's the consensus interpretation of international law. There's no international law that says verbatim East Jerusalem is occupied Palestinian territory. The international law states that it's inadmissible for an occupying power to acquire, it's inadmissible to acquire territory by war. Israel acquired the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, in the course of the 1967 war. Under international law, Israel is an occupying power in East Jerusalem. And the law on occupation is that occupation does not grant even one atom of sovereignty to the occupying power. So if you take all the laws together and you apply them to the situation in East Jerusalem, the consensus interpretation is that under international law, East Jerusalem is occupied Palestinian territory.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Norman Finkelstein, author and lecturer, joining us there out of New York.